Happy Halloween!
The talented Sir Richard Astley.
You won't get this from any other guy.
Was he knighted?
In See my what? Head.
Rick Astley?
I said Sir Richard Astley.
You know, I'm surprised he's not. If is anybody
he,
deserves...
No, he's not British. He's not American, British. Isn't he? Or Canadian or something?
He's not even British, though, right? I thought he was like German.
All right, Rick let me Astley? See here.
Yes. You know, whatever he is, like he should be knighted.
Yeah, but I guarantee you his name is not like Rick Astley.
Rick Astley.
No, he is fucking English. He's from Newton Le Willows, Lancashire, England.
Oh, really?
No shit.
If I've ever
heard sounds like
of somebody,
a Motown singer from Detroit.
Because I know he was, when he came into the scene, he was so out of touch that they just taught him the one dance move, and he was just like, all right, just go with it.
Which is basically like the Carlton dance for white people.
Right. Mr. 1991 himself.
And people bought it. People loved it.
So Richard Astley. I mean, I don't know anybody more deserving of a title.
Sir. Well, it would definitely add. Well, is it Richard or it's Rick Astley? So he's.
Well, I mean.
Ricky? So what is the sir
Dick,
for that?
Dick Astley.
Dick. Dick Astley.
Richard Paul Astley.
So sir he is
Dick.
A dick.
It'd be Sir Dick.
Dick Astley.
Yeah. Hello, Dick,
Dick. Dick Astley.
Dick Balls.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should start a petition.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just how did your one petition go? I can't. Was it?
I think it got 5 votes.
It was like King.
Oh, for my name. Yeah, I started a White House petition to be like the King of the Seven Armies.
That's right. I remember that.
I think it did. You know, I think I got 20 or 30 votes, and I'll take that.
Yeah. You need what 10,000 for it to?
That's a real coming of age story. You know, guy came from nothing, turned into the King of the Seven Armies.
Because of a vote?
Yeah, a random vote from the worldwide audience.
Yeah. I don't understand if, I don't know if that, is it true if you get like 10,000 votes or whatever the hell you need, they have to pass the movement or at least attempt to pass the movement?
I think, yeah, I don't know for federal, but I know. Like in Maryland, if they get 60,000 people, like which is a full percent of the population, to sign on to something.
They have to do it at like a town hall or something? Or?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they have to. I think at that point you have enough political pressure that they're going to look at it. I don't think there's rules like, all right, in Statute 17-104, if an internet petition is started and gets 1% of the
total
vote.
You could just
think,
as easily.
I think they have to look at it, but they don't need to actually actively consider it or even do anything.
But
about
they probably
it.
Would. Like if you,
if enough of their state was fucking.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All of your constituents want this. Well, okay.
Because like the big campaigns, all we try and do
you
is.
You know law stuff, right?
Legal law.
Law.
Yeah.
That's it.
Legal law, laws.
How. I've been trying to wrap my head around fucking
dudes.
Net neutrality and how it's coming up again.
Net neutrality is a weird world.
I understand what net neutrality is.
I don't.
Well, what they're doing, what Raj
you
is
don't?
Doing.
I have no idea what that
so
is.
So let's explain it. Fucking net neutrality is the internet exists as a whole, and your internet service providers like Comcast or whatever are just your portal to the internet, right?
Yeah.
They charge you to connect. What net neutrality, I mean, I don't think that's on the table right this second, but they want to make it so, you know, I got the Facebook plan with high-speed Twitter, but, you know, I didn't pay for the YouTube, so that's going to get slowed down. It's going to get right. slowed down by my ISP, and, you know, they can slow or, you know, whatever things that they don't want or that you didn't pay for, which also, I mean, it kind of makes the ISPs like the freaking... You know, they determine the content of the internet. Because if things are slowed down, people aren't going to go to that website.
Right.
So that to me, like, changes the fucking internet entirely. Oh, nice, Luna. Knocking over coffee. But, yeah, stupid Ajit, whatever, his fucking douchebag FCC guy.
Well, he's looking to end net neutrality.
Yeah.
Which, as I gather it,
which is a bad thing.
means that all of these companies are then allowed to become super companies if they want and can more or less monopolize internet traffic.
Yes. They can control, they can divvy out, you know, you've purchased your cable package with NFL, but you've also got the high-speed YouTube.
But it's weird because it's only the internet service providers because...
Their backbone, like Comcast, Verizon, whatever, they're tied into AT&T. You only have three major players.
Well, yeah, you get Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, but those companies in their contracts, like obviously they're it's pretty much already a monopoly. But I think everybody's worried that their information can be now sold and can be, and like that doesn't change. Like that's contract with your provider, but now the providers are just going to have so much more power.
Yeah,
and this isn't Comcast or Verizon. This is the fucking internet providers.
Yeah,
are going to have so much power that they can be like, well, if you want to use our internet, we have to be allowed to sell your information to other companies. Which really, if anybody thinks they have any sort of privacy over their information anymore, stay off the fucking internet. Every time you put a credit card in there, there's like a 10% chance it gets fucking stolen.
Yeah. Well, Equifax is fucking, you know. Yeah. Whatever you thought
that percentage
was private is no longer private. But my question really is, for net neutrality, if like the whole of the U.S. is saying, we don't want this, and you get so many petitions, hey, like, knock it off.
Republican supermajority.
Right.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Right. I don't understand. So many people are just saying, don't do this, and they can just squeeze it in whenever they want. Squeeze it in whenever they want.
Yeah, so they'll either...
So it's just going to keep happening until they get it.
The federal level is so much more confusing, but we have a Republican supermajority. It's a big business supermajority. And they're going to do what the fuck they want to do because their constituents don't give a shit. Because they don't talk about it. They say, oh, you know, the normal American voter is so ill-informed.
And they are.
So they're just going to say, listen, you're going to hear a lot about net neutrality. It's not a big deal. Don't pay attention to it. You've elected us to do what's in your best interest, and that's, of course, all we're ever going to do.
Which is not true about any politician.
Yeah. So some of them, there's a couple. That we kind
of
here's
to you, Pat Young.
Yeah.
You sell out.
You piece of shit.
Fuck you. Brought to you by Knife.
No, I just hung out with him last week. He's actually doing pretty well.
Yep.
We should have him on one of these days and really ruin his career.
Just rape him. Just like, so.
He would just pleasantly send us an email. I'm not going to do that.
Would you guys mind stop fucking saying my name? One of us.
Like, have him as a sponsor, like at the end. This podcast brought to you by the Office of Delegates.
Who was our first space sponsor?
Brought to you by Pat.
Yeah. Ginger Ale.
That's right. Because Seagram's. We were all
Seagram's.
Because it was what we were drinking at the time, right? In the basement.
We should really make this the podcast room.
Yeah,
this is a good.
We're in a new room.
A new room. We're in another new room.
This apologize happens, like, every week.
We apologize for our last podcast. Sound
was awful. Sounds pretty terrible.
I moved into a house that is so enormous that the sound in the last room we were in was fucking terrible. And of course, we like shout out to a radio station that we all listen to on that episode. So in the off chance they listen to it, it sounds like a bag of shit. So let's try that one again.
Justin Scott Spiegel.
Hey, Justin Scott Spiegel, 98 Rock Baltimore. Listen to this episode, you fucking pieces of
shit. This is going to turn into like way worse shit. Like I messed with the sound levels and it's just going to come out.
It's going to come out sounding like the Rick Astley song at the beginning.
Never going to give you up.
I've heard enough.
It's just auto-tune the whole way through.
Yeah, net neutrality is going to be interesting. But the you know, even with that, and this is something as a state-level lobbyist I try and tell people all the time.
Oh, you're a lobbyist.
Yes. Did I ever say that on here?
No, you just said you're involved with politics.
Okay, I'm not a lobbyist.
We can bleep that out.
A lobbyist. There are very few federal laws, policies, regulations that directly affect everyday people because the states have so much power.
Yeah.
Well, they can't override it, but the federal government tends to not write laws. Like Obamacare is really controversial because it forces states to do something.
Yeah.
Usually, the federal government writes a law, and the state has to act within the parameters of that, but it's not preemptory. It's not, you know, the state's going to be like, okay, well, we're, you know, if this net neutrality stuff passes, the state can still say, okay, well, ISP providers that are going to act in Maryland are still going to have to do X, Y, and Z. Because I doubt this bill would ever pass if they put in something that said, this preempts all state laws. They can't say anything about
but,
this. Which they could.
At the same time, though, anything that favors corporations is going to favor, especially in Maryland, hugely Democratic.
Yeah.
It's just going to roll.
Speaking of that, the fucking Amazon HQ2.
Oh, I know. Down in Dundalk.
Is
that a huge construction thing going on?
It's
going
to be... No, fuck no. Well, we have an Amazon shipping place
here. Yeah, we got a distribution center right there.
That's the size of, like, 8 football fields.
Where, yeah, but that's up off 40, right? That's up off of...
No, that's...
Right off 95.
Yeah, that's like 10 minutes from where Jamie lives.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Never mind.
It's that huge warehouse spread that they put up.
But, so...
Fully automated. Just robots and androids in there.
I've seen the video...
High-fiving each other.
I've seen the video of inside of that. That's pretty much it. When you click...
I've seen that. It is crazy.
When you click a button on Amazon to order something, a fucking robot moves and gets it to you.
It's like a huge empty floor.
We're going to be taken over.
Have you seen that video? It's fucking crazy.
I know that because of the proximity.
They're like 100,000 robots just walking past each other, stopping.
It's the new world.
Traffic through.
We're going to be taken over.
I can see that place from my roof, pretty much. And
you're rough.
When I order something in the morning, I get it in the afternoon. Yeah. Like free 2-day shipping. I'm like,
you're just
maybe for you peasants.
You've got like
that day it comes in. I'm like
binoculars, yeah. And you hit order, and some guy just walks to a window and is like, just starts waving to you.
Coming, Mr. Hunt.
Yeah, fucking hurry up, palio. Yeah.
He attaches it to one of those.
Time to lean. Time to get me my shit.
A couple of the those quadcopters.
Quadcopters.
And he just like forces it out the window and it starts flying right towards you.
Well, HQ2...
Here's your weight.
So Amazon's headquarters is in Seattle.
Yeah.
And they want to build a second headquarters.
They need eastern
it's
board.
It's going to be 50,000 people, and most of those jobs will be $100,000 plus. But they even hinted early on. So Maryland has like 4 places that have applied for this. But a report just came out that said Maryland is the least friendly state to businesses in the country.
Yeah.
So Amazon's not going to come here. Plus, they also said, like, in their opening remarks, they're probably going to go to a city that has more than 4 million people because they want to hire 50,000 graduates of the college. We don't have that many in the state. We have 600,000.
They all left.
Yeah, we've got 600,000 people in Baltimore. And 8% of them did not, you know, are not going to end up working for fucking.
You mean 8% of them could, right?
No.
It's 8% of the population.
Yeah, it's like 8%.
It's 50,000.
8% of the total population would have to work for Amazon, and we don't have 8% of an educated population that actually lives in Baltimore. Not because the teachers. The teachers are good. It's the culture of the city. In case we have any teacher listeners, you guys are doing great. But crack cocaine in the 80s really fucked that city up.
The hub.
You're no stranger
what is
to
the hub. Have you guys heard of spice?
The drug?
Yeah.
Yes.
Synthetic marijuana.
I'm just delicious.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking of like half baked, where they got
so
the
good.
Where they score the fucking weed from that like scientific dispensary or whatever. But it's just fucking fake weed that does the same thing?
It's like spice and sativa or not sativa.
Salvia. I hear spice and I'm thinking blue eyes. Like the spice must flow. Fucking worms. What? No one. No,
I remember
Dune fans here. No. Big fat floating guy.
I remember arresting people for
Sting.
Spice in like 2009.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not fucking with it.
I remember the first time I heard of salvia.
Oh, salvia was fucking crazy. Like a 30-second high. Like, yeah. 30-second, you've lost your mind.
Okay, I'm back. I'm fine.
Well,
what the fuck are you doing?
I'm watching my cat on camera.
Oh.
Because he's quarantined right now. So the first time I had ever heard of salvia, a guy I used to be friends with when I was living in Canton, this was 07, came over and was like, hey, you want to smoke this shit with me? And I'm like... No, that never sounds like a good idea.
In short, no.
So we're in the backyard, and I'm like drinking a beer, and he takes a hit of this and just goes to another universe for like a minute. Just like season up.
Yeah, eyes. Sounds great.
I'm like, is he going to die in my backyard?
What fun this is.
Well, have you seen the video? I remember somebody, when it first came out, somebody sent me a video for it. And it was just like a couple sitting in their living room. And they're like, we're going to do, yeah, let's do it. And they smoke it. And then all of a sudden, boom, the lady is just like seizing and like falls to the kind of the floor and cannot operate, like can't not pull herself onto the couch. She's just swimming in her carpet. And the dude the dude notices something out the back, and there's a window behind him, and he like see your double paned window here. He like looks through the blinds, tears them off the wall, and then forces his hand through the glass at the top and just jumps out, falls like, you know, like a floor and a half. And then you just hear him a second later just like,
That should be the dare video of why to not do drugs.
Are you kidding me? That's 100% the reason anyone would do it, though.
Like,
is it going to be okay? Do I need to be strapped down? Am I going to jump out that window?
The dare video for why not to be drugs should be like the 19-year-old like meth head of like no teeth.
Just sucking someone's
face fucked. So, like, yeah. Some like old fat dude just fucking her head. And then like when she's puking on the ground, he throws like $5 at her. And then when like the look of Gollum on her face for that like pitiful amount of money, they'd be like, holy shit.
He's just coming on her eyeballs.
Yeah.
Spits on her.
Opens the eye.
I'll be back tomorrow.
There's probably behind...
But I don't know if they want to show that.
Behind the strip clubs on, like, the block, it's probably just so much discarded cum.
You could probably see that from space if like, you had a black
light. They turn
light
on a black
there.
Light, and they don't know if they see anything until they realize it's just all cum.
There's nothing on the floor here. Just this it's like blue iridescent liquid.
A lacquered
shit.
Even sheen across everything.
This is the cum ocean district.
That actually works as sealant. This concrete has never been better.
Just throw an unfertilized egg on there and watch like, this mutant spawn off the back alley of Baltimore. Like, kill me!
If you just lay down in
every
this,
second
you
I live is agony.
Have you no humanity?
If ecstasy
Holy
was legal,
shit,
I would
do I abuse
try
you?
Ecstasy or MDMA. Like, those look fun. They look like a lot of... If they were like, oh, this is legal now, I might be like... I got nothing to do for like 4 hours on a Saturday. We're about to do a podcast. Let's do a little bit.
Do it if I could walk around like an IV hooked up to me.
I'm not.
That's the biggest worry.
I'm not wholly against weed if it becomes legalized, but like
the marijuana cigarettes.
Yes, the MJs, the
marijuana.
Yeah,
I'm all about it as long as it's fucking regulated properly.
Regulated properly, and you're not fucking going to smoke something laced with whatever.
No, I think the FDA should regulate it as an actual drug, and that would mean smoking it would not be an option.
I'd go with a mild form, something that I could eat.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's the same reason the FDA doesn't regulate tobacco, because the FDA's job is to make safe and effective medications,
and
if
not,
you're smoking it, it's not safe.
Yeah. So it's not the nicotine that kills.
No one's ever gotten lung cancer.
It's the smoke.
Me. Like, no one's ever smoked 25 joints a day for 40 years either.
So if the FDA takes over, they're
they're just lining up the next one.
If the FDA takes over, they're probably going to do the same thing and say, okay, you guys can use marijuana products. You can't fucking smoke
15 it. 15 minutes of work, whole joint time. It would take them 15 minutes to fully recover.
This is the world's weakest weed. Just like, fuck.
Although full legalization would make us fucking superstars, because you'd be walking down the street with a bunch of zombies.
I know.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I did my work today. They're like, we're going to promote you.
The population has risen to a point we need to lower. We need to really let those
a good
shining
culling.
Stars stand out at the top, just kind of lower. Lower
I mean,
the rest.
We need a good culling of the herd. Or maybe
plague.
A plague, yeah.
Good plague. An
yeah,
honest...
but you know what happens, though? Every single restaurant that you've ever eaten at, they're all going to be like freaking zombies.
Cook at home, bro.
I'm a 5-star chef.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, like a good plague or like a really, like a sneaky fucking nobody saw it coming land war in like Asia, India, and like Central America, I think would do the trick.
Planned.
Well, India's in Asia, but you know what I mean. Just like the Mongolians come out of nowhere, like
Mongolia
is back and just goes nuts and just like fucks
Genghis
up
Genghis Khan's great, 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 great grandson.
Pakistan finally gets its balls and nukes the piss out of India.
They haven't updated it all either. The
Mexico
Mongolian army is
Canada.
Exactly the same, except without horses, they just have like freaking mopeds. But still, like swords and spears.
Apparently,
arrows.
On Pakistan's passport, it says something like
We hate India.
People with this passport are not allowed into the shit country of Israel. Literally, something along those lines.
Like the shit.
Not
it's in English too.
Not allowed in the terribly.
We're pretty cool.
Disgusting country of Israel. You know, Israel's like, you know, we did something right when we got a mention on another country's passport.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they may as well, because there's a lot of countries that they're like.
I can't believe that somebody like was just like, yes, I like
that's
this.
Perfect.
Like,
you tell them that they cannot
signed off on it and was like, yes, put this into production, like pre-made stamps that are just like, fuck Israel.
Well, there are so many countries now that you can't even go into if you have a stamp from Israel on your passport. So those countries might as well just say, fuck Israel on
America.
It. Like, I don't see why not. Like, don't come in here, you stinking Jew. We don't need your type.
Fuck yeah. Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
America.
Hallow's Eve.
Yeah, it's coming up.
What are we doing for Halloween, guys?
Halloween cast.
Working.
Hollowcast.
I was
Hollowcast.
The Hollowcast.
No arm inside.
The Hollowcast. Dressing up as a business school student for 9 hours.
It's a 9-hour day.
Are you trick-or-treating with Young Guns?
I was going to, but I'm got school.
I just got the pigeon mask, and I'm going to freaking... Key change. Bed Bath & Beyond. Fuck. Books. Chinese food. Yeah.
I think he's saying, kiss me, smart-ass motherfucker. That puke scene
I know.
In that movie.
Crying.
Let me tell you something, Chuck.
Yeah. But
Dick's
anyway.
Also fuck assholes.
Your pussy's all covered in shit.
So if you were going to go trick-or-treat, what were you going to be?
Pirate.
Butt pirate?
Yep. I'm out because I'm always after that booty.
Is the kid going to be a parrot?
Stormtrooper.
Oh, so it's
oh,
not.
That's pretty cool. The silver stormtrooper from the new one?
No, a good old-fashioned one.
Oh, I didn't see the new one.
She's a...
You never saw the new Star Wars?
Wasn't
last
that
year?
Two Christmas?
2 years
two
ago.
Christmas
yeah, it was like
ago?
2 years ago.
Two
yeah.
Christmas.
You never saw it?
Plural.
No, I did. If it was
no,
2 years ago.
The new
ago,
one's coming
when
out.
When I was living in Canton still?
No.
Around that time frame?
Oh, you were not living in Canton 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Were you?
Gunther.
Yeah.
Gunther.
I have no fucking concept of time.
Gunther.
Yeah, it came out 2 years ago. I haven't. The weird thing is, I haven't seen the latest two more than once when I saw them in the theater, which is weird because I liked them. And
I really
Star
liked
Wars,
the new one,
but I just never watched it. But then the new one's coming out on my birthday, I think.
Yeah, is your birthday like, Christmas?
No,
it's like, the day after.
No, yeah. It's like the very
the
beginning
before.
Of December.
No. Damn it! What's your birthday?
It is not that close to Christmas. It's in December.
It's the very beginning of December.
Well, no, it's actually
well,
it's dead center of December.
Oh, is it? Oh.
It is like the money shot of December.
It just shows how unimportant your birthday is.
It really is. It's a middling birthday.
Mine,
figure out every,
if anyone
every
could
word.
Remember mine, no. I don't remember yours.
I don't even know what year you're yeah. born in.
Pretty sure it was 1976. I know
it.
His. I know his because it's the same as my sister's. Which
oh,
I
that's
wish,
easy.
I wish Rory a happy birthday. And then I'm like, good, I checked that block. And then like 8 hours later, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to wish my sister a happy birthday.
That's true friendship.
Oh, she's in England.
I know my brother's birthday.
Well, that's,
oh,
that's
twin
not
joke.
Fair, though.
Twin
weird.
Joke.
Yeah.
It's not, what is your brother's birthday?
Sneaky.
I don't remember.
I forget. I just remember because of the Facebook alert.
What? So your birthday is what, the 16th?
15th.
15th.
He said dead center.
It's a 31-day month, though.
Yeah, you fucking dickhead. 15 and a half?
Got to round down.
Could be. Nobody likes odd numbers. But yeah, I think it comes out that day.
Josh, you're going to be a parrot for Halloween?
That's it. Pigeon. I'm going as a trash pigeon. Literally nothing else. It's just a mask of a pigeon, and I'm going to wear like flannel.
You're going to be a grunge pigeon?
Like nobody even tried. Picked up a mask, and that's it.
But, there I am in my mask.
I'm not going to have time to do shit because I have to wake up early the next morning for work, but I can hand out candy as a pigeon.
Well, last year...
Just buy some bird seed.
Are you putting... What are you putting in the candy this year? Needles or drugs?
We're doing full-blown angel dust. You just got wet with that Reese's. Training day.
Didn't know you like to get wet. What?
The kid's just like, what?
Everything's so green.
I'm going to give out unwrapped Kit Kats that I individually shove up my ass. Just because I care.
No, I got the good stuff for the kids.
I'm just
going
to dip Vicodin into just like a loose like Hershey's like sauce. Just, you know, let it harden.
I always worry about that. Okay. It only takes one dickhead putting a razor blade or something in a Reese's to really fuck up your day.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of fucks up your day.
I'll be honest, though. Who has that ever actually happened? Or is that a rumor?
I'm sure it's happened.
It has to have happened.
I don't know. I've heard that watch out for razors in your candy.
And whoever okay,
and
whoever
never happened.
Whoever bit into that candy is so fucking mad.
Oh, well, they got me.
Before being mad, they're bleeding and scared.
I need
I'm
stitches
die
on the roof
this.
Of my mouth now. Classic.
That's what I'm only see my plan is hand out the good candy so that the kids don't fuck with me later throughout the year. They're like, hey, that person gives out good candy. Now, it's also like rich people candy, like brand name shit.
Oh,
so
you got that
they
Toblerone.
Might try and steal, like they might
full
steal from the house.
Bars and
Toblerone.
Yeah. Toblerone.
And like Ferrero Rocher balls. Like, just have the ritziest fucking spread.
Go
to Wackenfuss, yeah. Like the whole like truffle delight thing.
Here's what? Homemade fudge.
I think Em's working Halloween night. Well,
she'll be busy.
That would have been fucking awesome. One of these days, can we all do Halloween together and dress up in tuxedos and give out Toblerone and Ferrero Rocher?
We'll all walk around like butlers.
We all lose, yeah.
One will have like just like mimosas for the parents and like the disposable plastic cups. One will be like the fancy
fuck.
Treats.
How did we miss this opportunity?
Pretend like a big
I'm
fancy
sure we'll be
party
friends next year.
We come here. We come here. We pretend a big fancy house party is going on with like suits. Some of us can have ascots. Right,
I do have an ascot.
Yeah,
what's an ascot?
It's like a neckerchief.
Oh,
it's classy.
Gonna have a house party. But the kids that come up, like I can't imagine there being pretty ritzy here. So the house is a little spread out. You get less traffic. But
we have we've got like 500 house community right over there. Okay. I think we're gonna get a lot of kids. So I'm gonna have to say no to a lot of kids. Can I have some no? Get the fuck away from my house.
You eagerly sit on your porch and just say, you know, candy. And they come up and they're like, can I have some candy? No.
They each
just have a sign on the door with an arrow saying, the candy is by the garage. And they go to the garage, have a sign that says, the candy is by the car. You know, the candy is by the mailbox. And then the mailbox like opens up and just says, fuck off, and points to the left.
Just says,
like,
leave.
And like that way, like they'll never come to the door, but they'll always know not to come back.
I'll give each kid an unpopped kernel of popcorn.
Just give them corn. Like straight up chop up corn into like little 2-inch pieces.
This is known as maize.
I got y'all pennies.
Just dress up like an old woman.
Pepperidge Farm from Memphis. Yeah.
Give them Werther's and pennies.
Werther's.
Have you seen my paper boy?
Get your fat ass back.
You want a strawberry candy?
Yeah. Hard candy.
Hey kid, you want a bicycle?
What I always got for
Hard Candy's a fucked up movie, by the way. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah,
with Ellen Page.
Fucking Ellen Page.
I remember watching that.
What's
his face? 10 years old.
The guy that plays the owl on The Watchmen.
Oh yeah, he looks like a serial killer.
No,
is he a serial killer?
He's like a fucking child rapist.
He's
or some
a child
shit.
Rapist, and she fucking she sets herself up as the rapee, and he's like
fucks with his day.
Hey, let me get a glass of water. She's like, okay, and she gives him some fucking tranquilizer that keeps him awake and
tases his ass,
fucks him up. It's a great movie.
Cuts his balls.
Really gets my blood pumping.
Yeah,
getting hot and heavy over here.
The ending was nice.
The
ending was nice.
I don't remember the ending.
Burning house
with him in it.
No, with him on top of it.
Ooh,
yes,
that's
even better.
They're both on top of the roof.
And then she went into the indie movie scene. She went from I'm a rapey to Me Too. Hashtag Me Too.
Juno.
Well, that's because like she was I think she's all pissed off. She didn't get more attention because she came out as a queer. She's like, I'm gay.
Is she gay?
And everyone's like, nobody cares. We all kind of knew that. And she's like, and then like that was about as far as she went. Like she didn't.
You only ever hung out with Helen Hunt or. No, not Helen Hunt.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Not Ellen DeGeneres either.
Ellen DeGeneres.
What's her Silence of the Lambs? Fucking
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Oh my God, Dr. Lecter. Shut up. Ellen Page sucked. She was never good at anything. Like, she was, like, incredibly mediocre.
I thought she was. I liked her in some movies.
I think she's a skilled actress. She's just, like...
She's the...
I liked Juno, despite its very indie.
When you want to be too niche,
yeah, no.
Like, I don't want to watch it.
Well, she's entirely too much of a hipster.
You know who...
And, like, that comes out like crazy in every single... Like, okay, I'm going to watch Juno. Yeah, it fits. She's a little hipster tween who got knocked up by Michael Cera, of course. And then,
which cool. We know that guy's throwing blanks.
Yeah. Well, that guy is a general term.
Michael Cera's blowing dust out of his dick. Come on.
When you think of a male actor in an indie movie, who do you think of?
Michael Cera.
Yeah, but he hasn't really...
Edward Norton is doing... You know, he was in that dog shit camp movie.
What?
Moonrise Kingdom. But that's anyone who does fucking Wes Anderson movie, though.
Wes Anderson movies fucking suck.
I love them all.
Listen, Wes Anderson.
Who is Wes Anderson?
Please.
What has he done?
Stop making
Moonlight
movies.
Kingdom. Fucking...
Grand Budapest.
I love that movie.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
That movie was terrible.
I don't remember that movie.
Royal Tenenbaums is
fucking... I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
It's classy in quotes, dry humor.
Oh, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Another great movie.
Is that Hail Caesar?
No, that's...
I want to watch that one.
Every movie you just named are movies that I thought fucking sucked.
What about Best in Show?
That no, that's,
Best
again,
in
that's
Show, not... I started that for the first time a couple weeks ago. It looks
that was
good.
Pretty funny.
I recently
it
watched
is,
The
I mean,
Lost...
That's funny, but it's like a mockumentary kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Like
I watched The Lost World of Z.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It ends horribly.
It doesn't tie together well.
As you kind of guessed. But at the end of it, I was like... This I wish I didn't watch.
World War Z?
No, the Lost City of Z.
Oh,
Zed.
Fucking what's his face from the biker show?
It could have been really good.
It could have, but they
cool dove.
You know it's going to end bad if you know anything about the history behind it. But
what is the big context there? What's the big event that we're talking about?
British explorer after World War II.
Is trying to find. He thinks he found some remnants of a lost city in
between Bolivia and Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to end poorly.
Yeah.
And they get fucked up pretty good a couple times. And he keeps going.
Gets murdered by aborigines or like
true story.
The locals.
He keeps
we call
going
them
back.
Jungle folk.
Yeah.
And then he goes back with his son, and
they never come back.
The movie makes it seem like they got sacrificed to the gods.
Yeah. Nobody really knows what happened.
Nobody really knows what happened.
They just never came back.
They probably got. Shit out into a
or they
Amazon.
Could have easily just fallen off the boat and drowned. No one would know.
Yeah, either way, the moral of the story is don't trust foreign people.
Moral of the story is do not go to South America.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to El Salvador and get your dick cut off so you can eat it?
I want to go vacation in Venezuela.
Do you know how far the dollar will go there? Or one of my kidneys that I'll harvest unwillingly?
A lot of mudslides down here.
I do want to hit up Iceland. That would be fun.
Yeah.
And I hear the flights are pretty cheap out there now. So.
They're really cheap to Iceland.
$1,000.
And I hear that if you're not from Iceland there, you're just going to have sex with lots of people because they actually have a dating app there that tells you if you're related to the person you're flirting with.
Yeah, because they only have 300,000 people, so they had a big incest problem.
They sit there, because there's been so many, like, you know, morning afters, like, wow, why do you have a picture of my great aunt on your wall? Oh, fuck, that's grandma. So,
but then it's such a small country that you're like, you know, we're third cousins, and it was anal, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, but all I'm saying though is like that's still like an overarching like you know thing you got to think about. Like, man, that chick is hot. I really want to put it in her front butt, and then you go up to her and be like, "Hey, cuz, fuck." It's like, oh, I feel weird now.
Whereas
if you're a tourist, we can just go there and be like. American. Like, oh, no chance. This is fantastic. And plus, you're going to leave anyway, so you never have to see me again.
Why don't we take...
I'm related to everyone.
Why don't we take Josh to Iceland? We act as his bodyguards and make him out to be some real big deal, and you can just...
Bodyguard? I'll act as his wingman. / bodyguard.
Yeah.
I'm the more convincing bodyguard between the two of us, though.
Well... Between the two of us, one, no. Two, I will not
I've been
be
asked,
infidelious.
I've been asked to bounce before, but I'm just like, is it because I'm intimidating or I'm hard to move?
I'm heavier than most.
hard to move.
Because no, I could act as a doorstop easily. I could stand in front of that door.
I'm just going to lie down. Yeah. I'm just going to hang on to pant legs.
So I figure if you can inject enough baby gravy into a couple women out there and you create an ice giant.
Some ISO children?
Yeah.
ice giants?
They could be the next CrossFit champions.
It's a noble cause, actually.
I think. A noble deed.
What would their name be? Like, Yurlgi Josh's son. It wouldn't work.
Gerald for Hurling.
Josh's son.
So who did it be here? Like, it's got to be like one of those really long.
No vowels in the first
have
name.
Have you seen, there's a video of
some. Ragnheide Joshua.
Yeah. Ragnader.
Non-Icelandic guy just fully and accurately pronouncing one of their city names, and it's just like. It's like 400 consonants in a row.
Let's see. Icelandic baby names. Let's see here.
I'm sure
you're not going to be able to pronounce it. No, it's going to have like six J's, and you're going to be like, J.
Yeah, but like most of these are pretty tame.
All their middle names are really average. Like, you know, there's like, what was it? Sarah,
how many Bjorks?
Sarah Sigmund's daughter. Sarah is her middle name. Her first name is Ragnheidr.
Ragnheider.
And that's like, what's his name? Like Josh Goodmanson or something? Freya. Like that? It's like.
Björkvin Carl Goodmanson.
Yeah, Carl. It's Björkvin Carl Goodmanson. Like,
Freya. Oh. Isn't that. That's freaking Nordic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have just like full Nordic.
If I ever had a brood of like eight Scandinavian children, seven of them would have like the most intimidating, like, this is Magnus, Magnusson, Horathen. But then like. The last one would be, this is Paul. Like, just something insanely average.
Roger.
All right, so cities.
Something that doesn't sound intimidating.
Cities in Iceland. Reykjavik, Kópavogur, Hafnarfjörður, Akureyri,
Keflavik,
yeah. Gardabur, Mosfellbur, are Akranes.
And these are like the U's with the dots over them and yeah. RLs.
Little J's.
Vastmanajar. They sound cool.
I swear there's a mountain there that's got like, yes, 40 letters in it.
Eyjafjallajökull. The volcano?
Is that what it is?
The insanity volcano? Yeah, it's Eyjafjallajökull.
No, but there's a mountain there that's got like 40 letters in it. And it's like.
They're all Y's, L's, like and vowels.
30 syllables long.
Ajaf. Jala,
yeah.
Jokel.
Eyjafjallajökull. That's it. Had to do a report on it. Because it had the coolest Google image in the world.
Oh, here we go. Taumawatkan ginghang kawawatamati pokawinatu.
Is that Samoan?
And not New Zealand.
Okay. All right, one second.
I was like, that sounds like awfully Polynesian.
One second. I'm going to pull it up.
We're going to get funky. Here's one from Lake Chowbunagamagaug in Massachusetts. The full name, Chargo Go Gago Man Chow Gago Chu Chow. What the fuck?
This is in New England? What?
Yes. I'm going to Google how this is pronounced because this is a little ridiculous. Jamie, make noise to fill the dead space.
The Icelandic volcano tongue twister.
Here we go. Lake Chow. Is this a coverage continues. Commercial?
CNN. No, these are people trying to pronounce the volcano's name.
All right, well, Iceland, volcano, Ashgod, simple words, easy to pronounce in English. But what about this one? There it is. That's the name of the volcano itself.
How do you pronounce it again?
How journalists covering the story are coping with the Icelandic tongue twister.
No one could pronounce the volcano that was erupting.
That was killing.
Oh, here we go. This is the one I was thinking of. Weatherman Nails Town's super long name. 105%. Oh, that's an ad. One second.
Correct spelling errors in road signs pointing to a lake with a 45-letter Native American name. Lake Chagagagag, man, Chagag, Agag, Chabun, Agung, Gamag has one of the world's longest place names.
In news lingo. Man, Chagagaga.
I love how he said it. Chagag, Agag, Manchagagag, Manchagagag.
One second. This dude gets it.
Now, today we had a big contrast in temperature across the UK, just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll Gogera Cwyndrobwll, Llantysilio Gogogoch, the temperature...
Do you see that fucking name? It's listed kind of like... Oh, you didn't... One second. It's funny because it's listed in blue, like...
I wonder... I wonder how many times he practiced. Christ.
It looks like somebody like smashed the keyboard.
He knew he was doing it that day, and he was like,
"I'm gonna
3 months from now,
nail this.
I've got you."
And he's just like, he's training
at home every
that.
Day. Wife, shut up.
Son, guy went to
son, go outside. Sure. Hey,
driving through Wales is fucking stupid. Like, it's everything's in English on the top, and then the signs on the bottom are in Welsh. And Welsh is not words. It's just like it's just long strings of letters like that.
Because by the time they learned English, they decided to stop fleshing out Welsh. And they're just like, should we even try anymore? No, just add more letters.
It's like it's like Gaelic.
Well, Gaelic is
they do the same thing though. They all speak English,
right?
And then they want to be fucking.
Well, we're all talking about the same kind of
same language background,
more or less.
Well, the same island.
I wish they'd
Wales,
stop trying,
Ireland.
They'd try to stop being sneaky, speaking around language.
Ireland is not on the same island.
Well,
as
okay,
Wales.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying it's
fucking
like,
piece of
it's
shit.
The same little group.
I'll try and high road me and be wrong, you son of a bitch.
I will high road every day.
That's a great chair, right?
It's cool, but there's like this like 1 foot movement mystery zone. I'm like, I might just be like, oh, I'm gonna flip out the window and die. And you're like, yeah, maybe.
Those chairs are French, so you know
they
that they're gonna surrender.
They're going to buckle under pressure in no time.
It's raising the white flag right now. You can see it. Why did that ever start?
What?
The French. Is it just because they do or because people fucking hate French and just decided that they're pansies?
What, the surrender?
Now, obviously.
The surrendering thing?
The fucking World War II.
Well, the French were like absolute powerhouses until... You know, World
the
War
America
I,
came through,
yeah,
and then they just became Europe's bitch. And then after World War II, it's like, well, they were right next to Germany both times, so I get it. But then, like, then the Indo-Chinese raped them all out of Southeast
Chatter.
Asia and Vietnam, and then they're just like, and then they lost all their colonies in Africa, and there's like, all right, they're just losing up.
But
and
it
down.
Was cool though to lose your colonies at that point.
Not for them.
All the cool kids.
It's never cool to lose your colonies.
All the cool kids are
losing
their colonies.
Country. It's like shit. This is like a huge source of tax-free revenue. But
they'll just go back a few like 100 years later and burn down their White House.
That's what I would do.
Fucking British.
Well, the
War of 1812 still doesn't make sense.
During this time,
Wikipedia had nothing. Wikipedia had nothing.
I love that one. Wait, we're gonna fight the Indians? No, the French.
No.
Yes.
Final answer.
We're gonna do our best. Give it a shot.
I might have to go to sea.
To the south? Maybe? The wilderness.
It was General R. Lee Stonewall Jackson. That can't be right. Yeah, it isn't. You know, it sounded right in my head, but then when I said it... I've read it 100 times, and I'm still just like, what was the British thinking at this point? Did they just were like, come on, let's try this one more time.
One more try.
One
they've been having their
try.
Way for 40 years. Let's just make it happen.
Hold on. Now I want to see what this word sounds like.
Does anyone care about... See, the whole NFL kneeling crap?
The way I look at it, man, you're at fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You got your First Amendment and yada, 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 but your boss...
I mean, is anyone
say,
still doing it, though?
Oh yeah, there's lots of people still doing it. But the thing, like my only, I don't have a like
because I don't watch
whole,
football.
Like,
I don't like
you're
football.
Rich whiners. You got nothing to say. I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't care that they're rich. I don't care that it sounds like hypocritical things. What the fuck?
All right, this is
some
a
fucking Japanese
Finnish lake spoken by a Japanese woman.
Wow,
she could just be saying hello in Japanese. We wouldn't know.
Stop like, speaking Mandarin.
I'm not under the impression that they hate the troops or hate America or any of that crap. I just like, but yeah, like Rory said, like, dude, you're at work right now. If you want to do that, then do that.
Well, they're losing
later.
Money for their boss. And the boss should have be able to be like, hey, man, if you're going to lose me money, I'm going to fucking pink slip you. And they're like, well, if you pink slip me, you're racist. It's like, it's just a business. And I pay you like $12 million a year. So even if I am racist and wrong, I'm paying you $12 million a year.
Yeah, but it's... Okay, so, one, it's a platform. And, of course, anyone's going to fucking... it's not like I look towards NFL players to lead me morally.
yeah, seriously.
Fucking Ray Lewis. Super religious on Facebook.
Protest killing black people.
But you
killed
also...
Killed black people.
Yeah.
He's a murderer.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's a... He was accused of... Well, he wasn't accused of murder, was it? I thought he was accused of covering or being present.
The clothes that he wore that were covered in somebody's blood were never found. It doesn't sound like a non-murderer to me.
I didn't think they accused him of murder, though. I thought they accused him of being an accomplice.
Ray.
I don't fucking remember.
Lewis.
But I'm just like, no, there's no NFL player that I'm just like...
Show me how to live my life.
I make $12 million a year. You can do it too by beating your wife.
Well, we take these. We take
murdering
these,
someone in an Atlanta nightclub,
getting jacked, and hurting people.
It's easy. But yeah, the cops suck. Like, all right.
Yeah. He was charged with murder. The white suit Lewis was wearing the night of the killings has never been found. Baker's blood was found inside of Lewis's limousine, and he paid out a civil settlement to gag order his family. He's a fucking murderer. Now, ever since then, he's been uplifting and yada, yada, yada. Still a murderer. And then we got like guys like Ezekiel Elliott. We've got so many people in the NFL.
Legally, we can't say he's a murderer because he was never.
Fine. He was. Yeah. He paid civil.
Yeah.
A just civil like, settlement.
Just like
murder.
Roethlisberger was never really.
A rapist.
A rapist, right.
But we've got so many people in the NFL that beat the fuck out of their spouses. And then they get suspended by the NFL, and then they appeal the suspension. Like, if you're a real man, if you fuck up, take your lumps, and then be like, you know what? I should probably sit six fucking games because I beat my wife. Appealing that, I can see from the NFLPA's point of view, we're just going to protect the players. That's our fucking job. But it makes you all look like fucking criminals.
Yeah.
Yep.
And anybody who says, like...
But we make them show to work in suits now. So yeah, that makes them better.
Like, hey, they're collegiate athletes, all right?
That's a problem with any of these.
They do athlete stuff.
Any
and
superstar
then
athletes.
They do it out of college, so they've got to be smart.
All these fucking superstar athletes, they don't have to try their whole fucking life. I mean, some of them. It's an overgeneralization, but...
Well, clearly they're trying. They're fucking athletes.
No, I'm talking football players, where if you're 6 foot fucking eight and mobile,
yeah,
you can make it.
You can knock somebody down.
It's not like hockey where it's like insanely high skill.
Yeah. You need lots and lots of technical know-how. But, this one
no, it always good. Helps
unless
to be
you're the kicker.
It always helps to be 6'9" on skates and get leverage to fucking toss up a hockey puck like 200 miles an hour.
There's plenty of guys in the NFL that just have they've got long fucking rap sheets. It's all like domestic abuse shit. They get suspended constantly by the league and they don't give a fuck.
But their day job is also to get jacked, get angry, slam full speed into somebody.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I love most is that they all end up with brain damage.
Yeah.
So it works out for us normies in the end anyway.
I'm still confused about, like, I mean, I know for a long time the NFL doctors were hushed from letting everybody know the incredibly obvious condition of concussions from running high speed into a goddamn train.
Now they say like 99% of the players will end up with CTE.
Of course they do. It's like their job is like, here's millions of dollars because you're going to be a rodeo clown. You're going to stand there and get pile drive by that big motherfucker. And don't complain about it because we're paying you. That is what your wage is for. You don't get to sue us.
But I'll give it to the 50. I'll give it to the 50% of the football players who go through their career quietly. They don't do anything. Probably the 95% of players.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Go through their career quietly. They don't fuck anything up. They save their money and they come out and they live a decent life. But then you got the other ones who come from poverty, who are fucking assholes, who blow all their goddamn money, and then they have an 8-year career, and by 30. They're flat broke, and they're blaming the NFL.
I don't think that's a huge problem. Like, I don't think that's like...
I only made $65 million. How am I supposed to survive on this? I've got a family to feed.
Help me.
Do you know how much it costs to upkeep a $20 million mansion?
But then I was looking at NBA salaries recently. There's guys making $35 million a year.
Oh, yeah, your key players.
What the fuck?
Because basketball is watched globally. football is just in this country. Just, same with baseball. Baseball is fucking crazier than that.
Now, and, you know, I don't.
Yeah, but the baseball players are not, unless you're like A-Rod or somebody. You're not making fucking.
And I'm not one of those guys who says like, oh, they shouldn't get paid that much because, I mean, they're bringing in that much revenue. Like they're worth the amount they're paid from a business standpoint.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's still infuriating. Like, yeah, it's insane. Damn it. Like, you've just been good at football your whole life.
I just should have practiced baseball.
I have a
more.
Doctorate, and you've been good at football.
You've played a game.
I will never make what you
played
make.
A game your whole life and not impacted anything. Because who remembers?
There will be zero benefit to humanity from what you've done.
Somebody's
your whole
stats
life.
From 8 years ago. Like, yeah. And how did that impact the rest of the world? No.
Hey, Martin Luther King Jr. never played football, and look what he did with his life. Take that, NFL.
Got shot right in the face.
All right. Hate mail can all be directed right to Jamie.
His holiday's coming up, right?
Is that in February?
No, it's in
Jamie's
January.
Holiday?
January, right?
I don't know.
It's like mid-January.
I guess that's coming up, but it's not exactly around the corner.
I know, but it's the only... I have to look forward to it because it's only one of the few holidays I get off a year.
That's true.
You should get off right, more often and clean the pipes
out. Going
raging
with Josh on MLK Day.
Yeah. Cha-ching, baby.
We're going straight to hell.
Cashing in on this cash cow here.
Speaking of this, we probably only have one more podcast left till I have a baby.
That's fucked up.
Rory is like... 30 centimeters.
What am I supposed to do? Let's see.
Fully dilated.
Josh,
you're getting contractions.
What's
right
your
now?
Advice on my first 2 weeks of having a baby as a guy with so much experience in this realm?
Well, I'll tell you what. Sell all your stocks and invest wholly in peanuts and gold.
Concrete.
I don't know.
Thanks, Josh.
And you're gonna not get sleep, is what I hear. And
when are you gonna have a kid?
I am not trying to have any children.
Ever?
Ever.
That's probably smart. Ugh.
If you're going to drop heavy loads in hoes, you might not.
That rhymes.
Nothing but heavy loads.
You might end up with a kid.
Just.
No, I.
And although you'd be a mediocre father at best.
I don't know why. Is it still stigmatized? Like, people don't think, oh, I don't want kids. Are people still, like, offended by that nowadays?
I'm sure there are.
What do you mean you're not going to have children?
Anybody over 30 is like, why not? Because they've actually, you know, like grown up a little bit. But everybody like under 30, like, yeah, dude, totally YOLO, because they don't want responsibility or anything.
I would just be bored.
And then
at 60.
As soon as their hormones go nuts, like when they're a little older, like I realize, yeah, no,
but,
oh fuck.
But is the boredom because you just want somebody to talk to that has to because they're bonded to you from family?
No, or I is think it like, now obviously my family doesn't talk to me, but
you're going to be talking to your kid. I'm going to be fucking windsurfing.
No, you're not. You're going to be depressed
60
and overweight.
Year old windsurfer.
Yeah. You're going to get depressed because you have no family, gain more weight.
That's it.
And when we're 60, I'll be like,
if only I had a child.
Hey, Josh, how's windsurfing treating you? You're like, don't talk to me, man.
Be windsurfing through fucking Florida because it's going to all be underwater.
Jamie, how many more kids are you going to have?
Oh, God. At least 10.
You could adopt some Russian children.
Maybe.
You'd never even be able to know.
I'm not going to. I don't like Russians. I want to adopt like a gang.
How many women
of
are you
going to
have
and then
children
just abandon
with?
Them and just like
adopt some like Chinese kids.
No. And there's like, too many of them. I don't need to make more.
How many
if I raise them in America, they will definitely make it to adulthood and then make more Chinese people. There's enough of them.
You
I
know
think.
What you should
and
do?
That's fair to say.
Next time we go to Vegas, you should impregnate as many women as possible. Okay. And then you only have to deal with like pregnancy for 10 months because they're all pregnant at the same time.
I wouldn't deal with them at all. All I would do is if next time somebody goes, excuse me, are you James Horace? I'd be like, no. Because that might be somebody's trying to serve a paternity
I'm
suit.
Jim
Falcone. I'm Jay McThorris.
There's a lot of fucking cars turning.
Yeah, we just got some Teslas driving through.
It's fun when
I'm assuming there's a
debt
party
collectors. Debt collectors are calling you for a relative.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. If I'm any sort of successful here in the next year, then maybe I'll consider it. But if not, I'm just going to put all my chips.
On what are you going
Emmy.
On? 33. You're 33. Going on 33.
Going on 32 here.
I'm 33.
I don't know. Kids are cool. I wanted to get them all knocked out early, but you know I've had this one for 5 years and. Haven't had a second one yet, and that age gap is getting creepy and weird. Like,
oh,
I don't,
she's five.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up, right?
I remember when she was just a small Asian.
Remember
man.
When I came in the vet center, and Josh's first thing was, God, she looks like a Russian.
She does. She was either Eskimo, Chinese, or Russian. But she was just like...
Well, I did name her Mr. Wong, those big slant eyes.
Mr. Wong.
But, all babies look like aliens.
She looks like I mean, everyone... Most babies are fuck ugly when they come out. That's a fact. I don't care.
Unless they're C-section, they don't look like humans.
Yeah, well, that's because they elongate their head. But like they're just ugly because they've been marinating for the better part of a year. It's fucked up. Picture yourself in a bathtub for a year without ever seeing oxygen or coming out into the sunlight. Then that's what you're...
All I imagine is just Ed Harris in the abyss.
Yeah, so that's what you're going
to
look like.
I'm not even looking forward to the first 2 weeks.
No.
Because everybody's like, you're going to think your kid is so cute. I'm like, I don't think so.
You won't.
I think he's disgusting until his fucking umbilical cord falls off.
Yeah, until that weird...
Turns black.
Yeah, that black belly button scab thing falls off. Yeah, it's fucked up when you're changing.
There's going to be
you're
flies.
Like, oh, what the fuck? And you see it. You're like, oh, right, that's that thing. After that falls out, and after their poop is not black... Because they've been
once a kid's 13,
because they've been eating Pepto for
infancy is the easy part. When they're actually just proper infants, they're fucking easy. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how special they think their baby is. No, ours is different. No, the fuck it's not. There's three things that could be wrong with it: hungry, tired, wet. The end. That is fucking it. Handle it.
I'm gonna do
2 seconds to check any of those.
I'm gonna do what Josh says.
But as soon as it starts moving, that's when
soundproof.
I'm gonna soundproof the baby room, and people will be like, "You look well rested." I'm like, yeah, I don't pay attention to my kid.
Teach it self-reliance. Just leave everything it needs, like a bottle, a diaper.
Like, he's going to realize if you shit your
bridges, you got to want it.
You got to sit in your shit britches. That's life, buddy.
Nobody made you shit your pants. Except your responsibility.
I know that your legs are atrophied, and
if peeing your pants is cool.
Because you've never used them before.
Yeah, hopefully we get one or two more derps in before we have a baby.
His baby comes out talking, oh, that sucked. Somebody help me.
But then after that, we're going to have to podcast with the kid. Really get him into...
It's not like we haven't done that before.
Hook up the mic. Yeah.
See, that's crazy to think about.
You'll have your son or whatever on the cat monitor.
Yeah.
And the cat will just be sitting on your son.
That's one of the few things I'm worried about, that the cat will sit on my kid and kill him. But
your cat's not that big.
Supposedly, they're attracted to the scent of milk.
No, it's the heat. I'm worried about, my cat likes to sit on my chest because it's warm at night.
Yeah.
I'm worried he's going to sit on my kid's chest and the kid's going to die.
Just make sure that the cat's
room. Once the kid moves, the cat will get off. It's not going to be like sink its
claws. All children love to have cats smother them in their sleep.
If there's one way to die as an infant, it's being smothered by a cat. Yeah, Emmy was...
Two
when the first time she was on here. I can't believe we've been doing this dipshit show for 3 years.
Since my kid was two.
We have 38 episodes.
For most of my kid's life, we've been doing this idiocy.
One person is just like, come on, another episode.
God damn it. Would you guys...
I have to find some more podcasts to listen to that's not this, because I'm getting bored in my drives in.
Get Audible.
What's the platform we used for this?
Podomatic.
Let's see.
We're at time here, so we've got a minute and a half.
Left or over?
Left.
Well, see, now that you said how do we properly fill this time?
I could send us out with the same music that brought us in.
We gonna get funky, 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 funky. Yeah, let's get played out. I want a little bit of Muzak here.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
I won't start it from the
beginning.
Man,
we've had a lot of listens on Podomatic. We're up about 1,000.
For so long. I'm just trying to say. And it's just like a simple key change with this is definitely like fucking shitstorm right now. What if you were in a room and this was just fucking playing? All right, that's enough of that. Jesus
Knife
Christ.
Hand podcast. Hand.